want to start the show off with this. If you're not driving, consider doing this. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. I believe today as you sit in your car and you're going through despair and you're going through things that you say, my God, why am I going through this? You got the why. But I'm here to tell you, let the King of glory come in. Let him come in. He wants to come in and take you for himself. The Bible says that this power of Jesus Christ not only does it want to take you, it wants to move in your body and wants to take you captive for the rest of your life.
People, it is so good to be with you. Now, I had called Prophet Vic. I says, Vic, let's do a show and let's call it Who is Like the Lord? And let's open up the Word and see what the Word says about God. And, you know, God has a lot to say about himself and his Word. And I'm just so excited, Vic. I wish we had not 15 minutes, but 15 hours, because this is going to be a great show. It's not because of where we're doing it. It's because of who it's about. And Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17, it says, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. It says, the great, the mighty God, whose name is the Lord of the hosts. And then God comes to Jeremiah and he says, Jeremiah, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard or difficult for me?
Who is this King of glory? The Bible says, he's the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. That's us, the gates. Lift them up, your ancient doors. The King of glory wants to come in. My God, people, do you understand what I'm saying? I've come to tell you that it doesn't rely on you or what you can do. It relies on the Spirit of God to do through you. He says, who is this King? He's the King of glory. He's the one that has the power. He has the answers for every situation. I know some of you are going through the mind strain. You're saying, how am I going to get out of this trouble? How am I going to get out of this payment of my house? I'm coming to tell you that if you can just understand what I'm saying and the evangelist is saying, by faith, God will connect the faith and you'll see your need will be met.
Wow. Who is this King in glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle? And you know, that's the question we're coming to the people with, Vic. Who is like the Lord? And let's find out in the book of Isaiah, verse 40. I'm going to read a little bit of the word right now. You know, it's funny, Vic. In certain streams, it's almost become unpopular to break open from Genesis to Revelations, the Bible, which is the Word of God. And, you know, I don't understand it, because the Word of God is the bread of life. But in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12, it says, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with a span? Who calculated the dust in the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor taught him? With whom did he take counsel? Who instructed him? Who taught him the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge? Who showed him the way of understanding? It says, behold, the nations are a drop in a bucket. They're counted as small dust in the balance. It says, look, he lifts up the islands as if they're a small thing. Verse 18, to whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare to him? Now, the question I have for the people right now is, how small does your problem seem? I just read out of Isaiah 40 how big God is. God spanned the universe. He created man in his own image. You know, I'm just thinking in the book of Genesis, for a week, God's hanging out and he's doing all these miracles that are just spontaneous and coming out of his thoughts. And, you know, how small are your problems now compared to how big God is? And, you know, one of the things Vic taught me when I started to come on the scene with him is, Robbie, I serve a big God and a small devil. And it stuck with me because then you look through what you're going through with a totally different perspective.
That's why David was coming up against the Goliath of his day. You've got Goliaths in your life. Sometimes the Goliaths in your life are your credit cards. Sometimes they're your car payments. But I want to tell you, when David seen the enemy of God, that Philistine, that uncircumcised Philistine called Goliath, and he reached into his bag and took out that smooth stone and put it in a slingshot and aimed right for the target by faith. You see, it wasn't the rock or the slingshot. It was the God behind the rock that said, go and do this, and I'll fulfill what you're going to do. My God, people, you've got to understand. You've been listening to too many preachers that are telling you who you're not, but I've come, and the evangelists have come, to tell you who you are in Christ. You are loved by the Father. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. God shall do for you what you've desired him to do for years. He will do it in a moment of time. Get ready, church. We're about to come into the greatest platform of this world. Oh, come on. Start to look around. This everything's got like a plug in it. It's ready to burst like that volcano that's going off. It's ready to erupt. That volcano to me is a sign. Things are about to erupt in this world. But I tell you, God's got some lava that's going to come out of the volcano and touch this world like never before. We're about to drip with the power of God, the fire of God, the anointing of God. And I tell you, in the darkest moment of this world, the church shall stand up and shall be who God called them to be. And the Bible says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. So understand, you made the right decision. You have made the right decision. The devil spends all day trying to convince you it's no use. It's no. But I've come and to tell you that you plus God is a majority.
Yeah, Vic, I mean, I'd love to see a video with that. David versus Goliath. You know, in this corner, we've got David. He's 168 pounds. And in the other corner, we've got Goliath. He's, you know, 8 feet, 8 inches. And he's, you know, just a giant. And, you know, David said, don't give me Saul's armor because it didn't win him any battles anyway. Give me my own armor. And, you know, how dare the uncircumcised Philistines defy the army of God. But Vic, let's take it back in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 21. It says, have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth. Verse 25, to whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall be my equal? I mean, man, this is incredible. We are serving the God of the universe. And, you know, Vic, this all comes by revelation. I remember you laid hands on me. It was well over 10, 12 years ago at the end of a church service. And, you know, we weren't really in covenant like we are now. But you said God convinced him of how strong and powerful you are in his life. Convince him of his love. So, Vic, it comes by revelation when we see the big God we serve.
And that's exactly right. And I just want to say this, that I had a visitation from God yesterday. I don't have them every day, so don't think I'm so super spiritual. But I closed my eyes, and all of a sudden, I seen a piano. And then all of a sudden, I seen a man come in and start to fine-tune the piano with what you would call a tuning fork. Now, I didn't know all these instruments. I had to look them up, what he had in his hand. And I remember him hitting the notes and looking for the right sound. And then in this vision, I'm not going to get into the whole thing, God all of a sudden put the tuning fork on top of people's heads that are in the body of Christ. And I seen some of them were throwing off a tune of depression. Some of them were throwing off a tune of defeatism. Some of them were throwing off a tune of power. But I tell you something, that God says, Vic, start to tune the body of Christ, that they are well able to take the land. He said, start to tune them until you get the right sound out of the people of God. Start to press them in the spirit. Start to pray for for Montauk to Manhattan, because Vic, you declare the word and I'll start to get it to vibrate in their spirit that they'll understand that they are more than conquerors.
Yeah, in the end of the book of Luke in chapter 24, Jesus is now downloading some more heavy material to his disciples. As Vic was saying, along the way, he tuned them up from when they were first called. And I love this. As it came to pass, as he sat at the table, he took the bread, blessed it, and broke it. Verse 31, it says, then their eyes were opened, and they knew him. Their eye, it comes by revelation. And you know what it's all about, Vic? We can't back up. We've heard too much. We've seen too much. And we've felt too much. Let me say that again. We have seen too much. We have heard too much. And we have felt enough to keep us for all eternity. He has no pleasure in those who draw back. You can't go back. In the Bible, the disciples said, Jesus, where can we go? Jesus is looking around. He's saying, guys, you're going to leave me too? He said, Jesus, you have the words of life. So people, we have got to advance in this hour. We've got to march forward as a many-membered army. We can and we will take this region. We are going to see not only revival, but sustained revival from Montauk to Manhattan.
And I believe that Rob has said it so correctly. And I want to say this. I want to talk more about this vision. That when this man put the tuning fork on the piano, I remember him having patience to keep going back to the key and pressing the key down and then putting the tuning fork there. And I said, my God, I could never do this job. It's too time consuming. Assuming here, you gotta have the patience of Christ. But God says, Victor, I'm gonna fulfill you with the patience to wait for the body of Christ to come up to the army line, to the front lines. You're gonna have the patience, and I'm gonna start to tune them that they're gonna hear my voice. Joel talks about it so well. Rob, what does Joel say?
He talks about an army that does not break ranks. They march forward. There's a many-membered army, and with Vic's imploring, decreeing, and declaring is God is getting his church in perfect pitch. Let me say that again. When a man comes to tune a piano, it has to be in perfect pitch. There has to be a harmony. God is like the master orchestrator. He's the one that has the symphony called the church. He knows where to put Joe. He knows where to put Mary. He knows where to put Susie. He aligns people in different positions for different times. And that's really just called the task anointing.
And that's what we need to do. First of all, we need to recognize that we're not long rangers. We need to recognize that we are called by God and we are jointly fitted together by the plan of God. It's our job as leaders to start to mine the treasure in the people of God. Oh my God, some of them have been sitting on the sidelines because you're afraid to bring them up to the front ranks. But I'm here to tell you that you've got to take a little faith in this. I'm not talking about risk. You've taken risks already. But you need to now faith it and say, God, I'm going to believe that that man has what you showed me. And I believe during the way I've got to work things out with them. But my God, if we would start to become mentors to the body of Christ and they would start to listen and understand who's called to be in their position, God will do great and mighty things.